Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am telling you, as I sit here, I have told you the facts on COVID from day one.
Looking good. Almost done. And there. Done.
What have you done?
I painted the truth. I painted my truth.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But what about Hunter Biden getting $500,000 per painting, and he never painted before?
She loves it. She's going for it.
Whoa! What the hell are you doing?
You can't throw art in the trash.
Oh, that wasn't art. It was garbage.
Obviously, this is a problem, an ethical problem, one of optics, but also just from a practical perspective. I find it hard to believe that there is any such thing as a blind sale when you're purchasing art from the president's son.
The sheer brazenness of both Hunter Biden and his father where it comes to scandals.
Could you imagine if my kids did that? Could you imagine?
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right, we're scheduled to have the president with us a little bit later this hour. Everybody looking forward to that here? Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Come on by. We'll be here for almost another hour, and we're having a good time. Grace and I, we're down here every Monday through Labor Day, and it's always a pleasure to be here. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow with our VIPs, and check out HowieCarrShow.com. We got the new columns and Howie's homework and a column by Holly Robichaud. And you can check out the Howie store. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the store. We got all kinds of deals out there. We're sold out of restaurants right now, but we got lots of other things to check out. Right now, though, it's time for the Chump Line.
There is now a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome. You inject it in your gas tank and it costs $4 a gallon.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
Hunter Biden's knowledge of art, you could fit on the head of a dart. The only claim he has to fame is riding on the coattails of the old fart.
339 says, are they going to be hanging in any of Hunter's paintings in the White House? I don't think so. I don't think. Not for the time being, anyway. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing politics and personality, when countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the games.
I must not be a mathematician. It's hard for me to understand how increasing cases of the virus can be occurring because it's spread by decreasing numbers of the unvaccinated. That just sounds like some new math.
Well, how about the fact that they're thinking about making Americans, even with those who are vaccinated, wear masks again? But if you're an illegal alien coming across the southern border, you don't have to wear anything, and you don't. Vaccination is purely voluntary, and they'll still put you on a plane or a bus and send you into the heartland of the United States. How is that not a super spreader? I'm going to ask President Trump that question soon.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Heck, I've been watching the Olympics, and I was getting a little disappointed. The U.S. men's basketball team lost to France, but Hunter got invited to participate in a shooting event near a trash bin in Tokyo, so it's all good. I mean it.
There's no way Joe Biden has been watching the Olympics because he does not have an app. He does not have the Peacock app, does he, Grace? No way.
I don't know. He might like to watch some Friends reruns.
Hunter has the Crack app on his phone.
Picasso once said, good artists borrow, great artists steal. And if you're a mediocre artist, just give 10% to the big guy.
You know, I wonder why some of those early emails that came out before the election last year said that the big guy was getting 50%. But that's, everybody concentrates on the 10% now. Some of these deals, he gets more than 10%. Remember that.
If you like your variant, you can keep your variant.
If you like your mutant, you can keep your mutant. Yes, exactly.
Lovey, did you see that empty Olympic opening ceremony? I heard the Japanese people said it was reminiscent of opening night of a civil action. What a dud.
I didn't come here to be made sport of in a civil action. My first screen gem in Hollywood. It did top the box office. Granted, it was a very poor week at the box office, $15 million, but it was a long time ago now.
Yeah, you got to add in inflation.
Yeah, with inflation, it was probably about, it would be about, I don't know, $25 million.
Hey, Holly, where'd all the smoke come from? You think Hillary was burning her emails or something?
Yes, Hillary used bleach on the emails, though. Remember that? Bleach.
I think she used a hammer.
That's right, and a hammer. A hammer and bleach, both.
Do you guys have smoke down there on the Cape?
Do we have smoke? We don't have smoke, do we?
Yeah, it's pretty smoky up here.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Another reason to be on the Cape today.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to sing the Fauci song. Ready? Mask off. Mask on. Mask off. Mask on.
I keep coming back to the Mark Twain quote about the weather in New England. If you don't like it, just wait 5 minutes and it'll change. It's the same thing with Fauci. You know, mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off. 6 feet, 3 feet. One mask, two masks, zero masks.
According to Dr. Fauci, scientists in Wuhan were willing to create the viruses that American scientists wouldn't.
There's a news story today from the Daily Caller saying that the French were helping to build the Wuhan lab. I don't know. I guess it was a collaborative venture or something. And the Chinese started shutting them out of all the research they were doing. And finally, the French walked away in 2015 or 2017. And they alerted the Americans and told them. They said, we think they're up to monkey business in that lab. Or bat business. And, you know, Dr. Fauci didn't care. He admits it now. I thought he was originally stonewalling and saying they didn't give $600,000. Now he's saying, oh, it would have been medical malfeasance or misfeasance not to give them the money.
Yeah, and what's crazy is in that entire Jake Tapper interview, Stephen Miller pointed this out. He was like, this is from someone barely asking him questions. This is how much he's, you know, diving and dodging these. And Jake Tapper wasn't even throwing him hard balls.
Yeah, again, Tapper used to be employed as a coat holder for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law. That's his journalistic, I'm making air quotes here for the audience, background. And he's still putting him back on his heels.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's response to this weekend's violent crimes. Well, most people in Chicago didn't get shot.
Yeah, she's also it's the guns coming in from out of state. They're just coming in and shooting people randomly. The guns. The people in Chicago have nothing to do with it.
Even if the buyer's identity is revealed, any purchase of Hunter Biden's art may still be considered a blind sale.
That's a good way to put it.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Monday through Friday. the Chump Line number if you'd like to leave such a message. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more Chump Line messages, go to Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra messages that we didn't get to just now, and we post Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing politics and personality, when countries put aside their differences and brought their bests to the games.
There is now a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome. You inject it in your gas tank and it costs $4 a gallon.
Very well put. That'll be hard to beat all week long, I think. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. Grace and I are on the move. We've spent a lot of time down on the Cape with our families. And so my advice to you is wherever you go this summer, whether it's to the local lake or a cabin or the mountains or the seashore, take your Raycons with you. The Raycons are the best wireless earbuds out there on the market. Wherever you're going, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference.
My whole family and a lot of my friends love Raycons, and what they always tell me is I love them because they don't fall out of my ears. A lot of those, there's a lot of competitors out there, but not as many of them stay in your ears as well as Raycons do.
As hard as it is to believe, some people don't like the Howie Carr Show, but you can always listen. Where if you're, even if you're out on a boat, you can listen by yourself.
And if you have to take calls and you walk around, a lot of people are working from home now. It's great for conference calls. It's great. You know, you can hear everything very clearly.
You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. None of those clunky wires dangling from your ears. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go. With quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case, they have a 24-hour battery life, so if you take them out for the weekend, you probably won't have to recharge all weekend long. Wherever you go this summer, Raycons are an absolute must-have to truly appreciate the summer of 2021. Listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Grace loves it so much she borrowed some of mine to help her with her acid reflux.
I do love it. I think it's a great product, and it's just, it's easier if you just take it daily and you just get used to it, and then, you know, you don't have to worry about it.
A texter said earlier, Grace, if you're getting acid reflux at your age, you're drinking too much.
I saw that text, and I was thinking, oh, that's good. At least Howie didn't read that one. But alas, here we are.
I saved it in my, it was in my back pocket. It was burning a hole in my pocket.
It could have been, I like to blame the onions, but it could have been something else. That's for sure. A bad ice cube.
The onions and the Bloody Mary?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
It wasn't from the Whiskey Priest, though.
No.
Because the Whiskey Priest isn't coming down for breakfast either anymore.
Yeah.
To get free shipping, put in code word Howie when you go to balance7.com. That's code word Howie when you go to balance7.com. Get free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The U.S. Olympic basketball team lost to France yesterday. Your reaction, were you saddened, gladdened, or could you not have cared less?
I was actually gladdened.
Only 1% were saddened, 25% were gladdened, and 74% could not have cared less.
All right. 844-500-4242. I'm going to ask President Trump about Fauci and about how they now they're again another trial balloon yesterday. This is the second trial balloon in 4 days that masks for the vaccinated. Again, didn't they tell us that this was if you got a vaccination, you didn't have to wear the mask? Right. So how do they go out if they tell everybody that they have to wear masks again? How are they going to get the so-called vaccine hesitant to ever get a shot? What's the point?
It's the worst idea. And you know what it's like? It's like having someone running and they think they're running a mile race and then you change it to a marathon. And then every mile you say, oh, yeah, you got to do one more. They keep moving the goalposts, and mentally on people, it's really exhausting because you keep thinking we're at the end of it, and then they go, oh, wait a sec, there's more.
Right. And now I think it was also asked about booster shots, too. Booster shots.
Give it a rest.
I know, exactly. Let's play a little bit. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to take of this, but let's play cut 20. He's talking about the mask for the vaccinated.
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. However, if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like L.A. County, the local officials.
Wait, hold on. I'll stop it right there. Someone says, I've never broken a sweat. When was the last time Dr. Fauci was in the trenches? Literally or figuratively or any other damn way? Never. Never. When I was toting those barrels at the Colony Hotel, Grace, he already had a hack job. He was working for Lyndon Johnson.
He considers like in the trenches when he's waiting in the green room at MSNBC and they run out of goldfish or, you know, a snack.
That's right. Let's have it. That's enough of that. This is really the great irony here. What he says, cut 16.
I mean, I could totally understand the governor's frustration, so I don't have any problem with that. She has every right to be frustrated. But what I would really like to see is more and more of the leaders in those areas that are not vaccinating to get out and speak out and encourage people to get vaccinated. I was very heartened to hear people like Steve Scalise come out and say, hey, we need to get vaccinated. Even Governor DeSantis right now in Florida is saying the same thing. We've got to get more people who relate well to the individuals who are not getting vaccinated to get out there and encourage them to get vaccinated, as well as the trusted messengers in the community. We've just got to do better, Jake, because we have the tools to do this. This is an unnecessary predicament we're putting ourselves in.
Trusted messengers. And then they're making it sound like, well, these are people they can trust. You know, like DeSantis or Steve Scalise. You know, people who can talk to these here deplorables and bitter clingers. And it's such BS.
Yeah, it's like, who can relate to the dummies?
Yeah, because, you know, people have been pointing this out, that the rate of vaccinations in Trump counties is higher than in a lot of the Biden counties, like in the inner cities. Didn't Joe Borelli, the city councilor from Staten Island, he was in a set two with somebody about that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was going back and forth on these percentages because a woman said, oh, the percentages in New York where it's very low, the zip codes are usually Trump country. And also you saw that Kaiser poll that kind of just blew that whole theory up about, yeah. You know, it's a lot of times not Trump people.
Yeah, it's some
Trump people for sure.
If you have a third of the country doesn't want to get the vaccine, it's not going to be. It can't just be one demographic group that's not getting it. It's across the board. There's a lot of skepticism. And again, when the front man is some snake oil salesman like Fauci, of course there's going to be some skepticism. And the guy changes his recommendations every minute.
You know, if they really wanted to get people, you know, confident in the vaccine, Fauci should say, I'm sorry I lied to everybody for so long. I realize I'm a snake, but get the vaccine. At least be honest with us about one thing.
Right. I've stopped lying to you.
Yeah.
Now you can trust me. I'm not like the others. We'll be right back with the president. I'm Howie Carr.
A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're waiting for the call from the president, and until then, one of the people who's here with us at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis just told me, "What do you call Secretary of State Blinken, Vice President Harris, and Joe Biden? Blinken, Winken, and Nod." Get it? Joining us now on the line here at the Howie Carr Show is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Welcome to the show, Mr. President.
That's a great group you have. Wow. Hello, Howie.
Hello, Mr. President. This is the crowd at Cape Gunworks here in Hyannis. They love you. We all love you, and we wish you were back. The first thing I want to ask you is about this statement by Fauci yesterday with Jake Tapper. You know, they ran up a trial balloon saying they were thinking about bringing back the masks on Wednesday. It got shot down by everybody. And then he goes out yesterday on CNN and pushes it again and says a mask mandate is under active consideration. What do you make of that?
I think it's ridiculous. I don't think the country will stand for it. The country wants to get back. It has to get back. We have a great vaccine, and I also say people have freedom. They don't have to take it if they don't want. Many people who caught it, they're supposed to be immune. In fact, that's supposed to be the ultimate vaccine, and they shouldn't be forced, and young children. But we have a situation. We have these people. They've gone crazy. The country will not stand for it, and it won't stand up. They won't stand for lockdowns anymore either, and the kids have to get back into school because this is very bad for children, very bad. What's happening to children is they're losing a piece of their life. So I think it's ridiculous. I heard that also, and you're actually not the first one to ask. It's people can't believe what they're hearing, Howie.
How is it that they want, they're talking about a mask mandate on American citizens, and yet the illegal aliens, as you keep talking about, and everybody's talking about, keep crossing the border from Mexico by the hundreds of thousands. 30% of them won't take the vaccination. A huge percentage of them are testing positive. They still put them on planes and buses and send them into the heartland. How does that make any sense?
So you can't come into this country. It's very hard. If you want to fly luxury on an airliner, you can't get in. But if you happen to come across the southern border, no problem. Come on in, and we got rid of the Remain in Mexico, which I had, which was phenomenal. You know, we had the strongest border in the history of our country by a factor of five. And only people coming in, and not only that, not only the border in terms of people, but the human trafficking was way down. The fentanyl was down at the lowest level that we've had since it started becoming a major force, which is a horrible force. We had everything in such great shape, and now that's been wiped out. And people had to wait now in Mexico instead of the United States. He's wiped that out. So many things. Catch and release was a disaster. You catch people, and you release them into our country. And many, you know, as you know, And your audience knows very well. They know better. This is a very great audience that you have, and I know that audience well. But I know them well. But these countries are emptying out their prisons into the United States. And, you know, who can blame them? I mean, why not? They're emptying out their prisons, and these are some of the toughest, meanest criminals you've ever seen. If you look at MS-13, you look at gang members, they're emptying out their prisons into the United States, and they come in freely. Nobody even knows anything about them. We took out thousands and thousands of MS-13, and now they're coming back through this system. It's horrible. What's happening?
The northern border.
It's good politics either. I mean,
the northern border.
I have no idea, but it's got to be killing them. But it's a terrible thing. It was never so good, and now it's never been so bad.
And yet, Canada is shut down. They have a higher vaccination rate than we do. How does any of this make sense? Mexico is wide open for illegal aliens, but you can't come in on a luxury jet, and you can't come in from Canada, even if you want to spend money.
And now Canada is taking retribution because they're stopping the cruise ships in Alaska and other places. You see what's happening with Canada. They're doing all sorts of things. They're not happy. But that's right. You can't come in from Canada, but you can come in. And, you know, it's not just like Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico. It's countries from the Middle East. It's countries from all over that are coming in. We have people from countries, they get dropped off and they walk into our country, and once they're in, they'll never get them out. And I believe it's incompetence. You know, a lot of people say this is what they do, and, you know, they want open borders. I actually don't think, first of all, they cheat so much in the election, they don't need the votes. They cheat like nobody's ever cheated before, like in the last election, so they don't need these votes. I just think it's incompetence because nobody can have it. So many criminals are coming into our country. And you're right about that. You have to be vaccinated. Now they want a mask policy, but it doesn't apply to the southern border. It's ridiculous. It's terrible.
I have Grace Curley. She has her own show. You met her at Mar-a-Lago. She used to be my producer.
Right.
And she's here with me. She wanted to ask you a question, Mr. President.
Okay. Hi, Mr. President. Good. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for everything you did for our country and everything you continue to do. It means so much to so many of us. And we hope you know that.
I'm really appreciative.
My question for you, Mr. President, if you could do it all over again and go back to the beginning of your term, what is one decision or hire that you change or that you do differently?
Well, you know, I had some great hires, and people don't talk about that. But, you know, I had some people that I would have not put in position. We had some that I would have. And again, I came to Washington. I was there 17 times in my entire life. I never stayed over. And all of a sudden, I'm picking out a government. And now I know everybody. I know so many people. I know the good. I know the bad. And I know the ugly. And it's a very interesting place and a very complex place. No, there are a few people that I would not have put in position. I think they did a very poor job for the country. And, you know, they did it. And I got rid of them. But it's always a big deal, and you know some of the ones. Without mentioning names, I'm not looking to insult too many people, but I talk about it. We could have had some stronger people in certain positions, but we had great people in others. I mean, you look at the great job we did on the border. We had great Border Patrol people. We had great people in charge of the borders. You take a look at the numbers, what's happened to them as an example. We built the wall against all opposition. Some incredible teams of people that got that built. And it was just about, I mean, it was virtually finished. All they had to do, within 2 months, it would have been finished. It took me 2.5 years to get it started because I had so many lawsuits, most of which came from Congress. Pelosi and Schumer, all these people, they were suing us constantly. And we won the lawsuits, and we got money from the military. We got money from all over, and we built the wall that the Border Patrol wanted, exactly what you see with the anti-climb plate at top. People said, how come you put that? It's called anti-climb. Makes it much tougher to climb, very, very tough to climb. And they would have had it finished. But overall, I mean, look, we had great people, but I had some that I would have, if I had the choice, I would have definitely chosen some others that now I know who the others are.
If you were the president today, Mr. Trump, would you be trying to end these $300 payments, extra weekly unemployment benefits? I know they were set up, they started under your administration, but I mean, it seems to be counterproductive now. There's a poll out saying that almost 2 million people are not working because they're getting all this extra dough. Should people still keep getting this money till September?
Yeah, so when we did it, it was really, initially raging. Now it's turning out that other countries are raging far worse than we ever rage. They used to use those countries against me. They take India and say how well India was doing. And South Korea, if you look at those countries and many others right now, they're going through something that you wouldn't believe. Yeah, so we started it because we needed to get some kind of help to people, but now you don't need it. And what's happening is the jobs that are available because of the foundation that we built are so strong. And these companies and these small businesses, large businesses, restaurants, they can't get people. You've got to make it so that you can get people. I don't mind some help getting out there, but you have to give people incentive to want to work. Our country was based on that, and it's terrible what's happening right now. Terrible. And now they're looking to get more. And I guess politically that may or may not be popular. I don't know. It's certainly going to hurt the country, but they're giving artificial stimulus to the country. So the numbers will look good, but ultimately the numbers will look terrible. And what's happening with inflation is something that, Howie, is going to be at a level like you've never seen before. It's going to be very devastating for the country.
Yeah, one of our Trump line callers just said there's a new cure for Trump derangement syndrome. It's filling up your car with $4 a gallon gasoline.
That's very. So when I left, it was $1.87, and we had so much gasoline and we had so much energy, and now they are actually going to negotiate, and they've already started. This is so sad. We were energy independent. They're starting to negotiate with Russia and with OPEC so that we have more oil allowed into our country because we're not energy independent anymore. And I said this was going to happen. I predicted it. We had it down to the lowest level it's been at. And at the same time, we had a tremendous energy industry. You know, if you get it down too low, they all go out of business. Well, now it's $3.50. It's going to go to $5. It's going to go to $6 and $7. It's catastrophic. And they want that to happen because they think it's going to ruin the planet. You know, in the meantime, China hasn't done a thing. They're building coal plants, and China hasn't done anything. Russia hasn't done anything. India hasn't done anything. But we want to destroy our country, destroy our businesses, get rid of jobs. It's so crazy. And, you know, the cost of manufacturing product is much more expensive. So, our businesses, they really won't be able to compete. No, it's a terrible thing. The gasoline was $1.87, and now it's at $3.50, but it's going to go much higher. It's terrible.
Whatever happened to a guy named John Durham, the former U.S. attorney from Connecticut who was investigating?
I ask it at speeches. Where's John Durham? That was Bill Barr. Where's John Durham? They went after Barr very, very strongly. Look, I respect the enemy. I respect people when they do what they do really good. Between disinformation, Russia, and all the stuff that's been proven to be wrong, and to allow John Durham to give a report into the Biden administration, and maybe, I don't know, maybe there's not going to be any report at all, but all of the lies, all of the lying to Congress, all of the two lovers and what they did, Strzok and Page and all of this, to allow this to linger on forever. So they spied in a campaign, they got caught, and nothing happens to them. It's a disgrace. If that ever happened, It's absolutely a disgrace. And I ask in speeches, where is Durham? Where is Durham? Now, Barr, they went after him strongly. They wanted to impeach him. And they said, he's just a puppet of Trump. He's a puppet. They kept calling him a puppet. I said, I know. They're playing the Bobby Knight game. You know, they're playing the go after the ref, right? Go after the ref. And eventually they'll. And what happened is, very sad with Bill Barr. Very sad what happened. I'm not even blaming him, honestly, because they're doing it with the Supreme Court, Howie. I read just the other day they want to impeach Kavanaugh again. They want to go after him again. They want to study the FBI reports that were done on Kavanaugh. They want to pack the court. So the Supreme Court, they're playing the ref. I mean, they're doing what they're doing is they're going after the Supreme Court so they get good decisions. Because the way it doesn't happen is when they start ruling the wrong way, frankly, for this country.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. They're doing the Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight would do it. You know, I said yesterday in the speech, they said, Bobby, you're never going to win the argument. He said, yeah, but I'm going to win it the next time. So they're playing the ref. It's a disgrace.
Let me ask you about New Hampshire. As you know, Chris Sununu, the governor, John Sununu, his father, he was the governor.
Yeah.
Should he run for the Senate against Maggie Hassan next year? He's been ahead in some polls, actually, over the Democrat.
I'd like to see him run. I think we did really well in New Hampshire. I think that was one of the states. That was another one that was something went wrong. And they did. You saw the work that they did. They found out tremendous amounts of corruption in that election in the area that you know so well. It's great. And I knew we did well in that area, and we won that area. And they said we lost it. Now they found out we won it. It's a disgrace. So, you know, I'm not exactly thrilled about it. I've always felt we won New Hampshire. I think so did you. But I think that he probably would poll the highest.
So I got to ask you one last question here. I know you got to run, but we had Bill O'Reilly on last week, and he said he has on inside information. You're going to run for president, and DeSantis is going to be your running mate. I guess you would have to switch your legal residence to New Jersey or New York again. But have you made up your mind, and is DeSantis your running mate, if you have?
Well, I've made up my mind, but I won't be able to announce it for a while because of the campaign stuff and the rules, regulations, etc. But I've made up my mind what I want to do. I can tell you that. And there's never been such support. We have more support now because it's a buyer's remorse. When they look at the borders going to hell, the economy's going to hell, when you look at what's happening with inflation, what that's going to do to us in a short period of time, and all of the other, and they look at crime. I mean, in Chicago, they're having many people killed every week. Many
Seven
people. New York, the same thing. And the prosecutors never go after these people. All they go after is Republicans. They don't go after these killers and these drug dealers. It's a disgrace what's happening to our country.
One last question then. What's the end game with these audits? Arizona, Georgia, and, you know, what's being proposed.
So I think that Arizona is going to have an incredible result. And again, they're doing it, the Senate. I give them tremendous credit. These are great patriots, the Arizona State Senate. And Georgia's got court cases that are unbelievable. And judges that love this country so far, I mean, they look like they really love this country. And the kind of things that are being found out, like that whole scam where the people went back in with the water main break, and they you know, stuffed ballots all night long.
Right.
It's a disgrace. No, I think a lot of things are being revealed. And if it gets revealed at a level like you and I know, let's see what happens.
Mr. President, we so appreciate you being with us. Did everybody love this interview? I hope we can do this again with you, Mr. President.
We love having you. That's a great audience. So we love those people. And thank you very much, Howie.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Southern Airways, the absolute best way to travel to Nantucket from Providence, Hanscom, New Bedford, and Norwood. Go to iFlySouthern.com.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back. Okay, I'm going to stick around for a little while. I was going to take a slide again, but I'm going to stick around for another segment and talk about the interview with President Trump. But right now, they've had a raffle going all afternoon here at Cape Gunworks, and Brendan is here, one of the owners, to talk about this. What are you giving away here this afternoon?
Well, thank you, Howie. This is a wonderful package. It comes with a shotgun. You know, this is Joe Biden endorsed. You know what I mean?
Right.
It comes
two blasts,
cleaning kit,
not even
protection.
Sawed off. Not even, you got to get it sawed off on your own. Cape Gunworks won't do that for you.
Ammo, everything. It's a whole package. It's on display right over there in that glass case. And some lucky winner is going to walk out with this. There was no purchase necessary. Just put the name in, and good luck to somebody, right?
All righty. All right. Grace is going to make the call.
They call me the Vanna White of Cape Gunworks. All right,
here we
see.
Go. Here we go.
Who and is the winner of the shotgun winner? Rifle is Sarah Trova.
All right. If she's not here, we'll be giving you a call.
That's Sarah. Very exciting. And by the way, you definitely should tell people about the promo deal you guys are running.
Absolutely. Go to capegunworks.com/promo, and you can get an awesome deal on shotguns or membership. So check it out. Not to be undone by Trump in the last segment, but we're trying to do our best here. Save some money. Come shop at Cape Gunworks.
Thank you, Brendan. We'll be right back right after. If you want to talk about the interview, what he said, give us a call at 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.